For the Good of the Scheme by Sahia.
Read by Gwen
and Rhea 314. Miles.
Shh. What?
I'm in a closet.
Well, technically speaking, sire, it's a wardrobe.
Don't sire me, Miles. I'm in a wardrobe. Ivan's wardrobe. It's small and dark and it smells like socks, and your elbow is digging into my rib cage. Ow.
Sometimes one must suffer for the good of the scheme.
This is all your fault.
Not entirely.
No.
No.
Miles, I'm in a closet with you. If it's not your fault, then whose is it?
Well, technically, I guess you could say it's my mother's.
Oh, Miles!
Miles froze, turned, and plastered on his most innocent smile. He'd been home on leave for less than a day, he hadn't caused a major planetary incident thus far, and before that he'd been out with the Dendari for over 8 months and managed to piss off only the people Ilion had told him to. For once he had nothing to worry about, and yet something in his mother's eyes made him want to find the nearest foxhole to hide in. What?
No need to look so suspicious. Her hand landed on his shoulder and began steering him down the hallway. Miles' worries were in no way alleviated. I was just wondering if you might like to join me for some tea, to catch up.
I was actually going to...
Join me for some tea, Miles.
After 22 years, Miles knew when he was cooked. Yes, Mother, happy to.
Excellent. He followed her into the green parlor on the third floor and noted the spread of tea things on the table. Obviously, this was no spur-of-the-moment plan. He'd been ambushed by his mother. Former Baton survey captain or no, that wouldn't look particularly good on a covert ops agent's resume.
He plunked down across from her and waited while she calmly poured him some tea and offered him a sandwich. All right, he said at last, after having, predictably, scalded his tongue on the first impatient sip. What's going on?
I wanted to have tea with my son, she said, raising her eyebrows at him, whom I don't see with much frequency these days.
Right. He leaned back in his chair, nibbled a sandwich, and waited.
She lasted 3 sips of tea. Have you seen Gregor since you've been home?
Miles blinked. No, but then I've only been home for, he checked his chrono, about 25 hours. There's a ball at residence in 4 days. I thought I'd see him then. Not that he hadn't thought about going over there, but all things considered, no. They decided they were going to go on as though nothing had happened. Miles didn't have a reason to go see Gregor, so he wouldn't.
You didn't used to need to have a reason, the voice in the back of his head pointed out. Miles shrugged it off irritably. His mother was watching him closely. That was never a good sign. Miles squirmed, and she let him. I think you might want to see him sooner, she said at last.
Miles frowned and then sat up straight in alarm. Why, is he...
He is fine, she assured him, and sipped her tea. Or at least he is better.
Miles relaxed fractionally. Oh, good. He told you then. Miles tensed again. Something about this was not quite what it seemed, and after a moment he realized what it was. His mother was enjoying herself. She was almost, one might say, smirking in a way that could only be described as baiting. She wouldn't be doing that if they were only talking about Gregor's mental health, which was, after all, no laughing matter. Oh, for... He told you, didn't he?
To her credit, his mother's charade lasted for about 5 more seconds. Then she put down the teacup and said, Yes, he told me. Of course he told me. But I would have preferred it if you had told me.
Miles scowled. It was just a kiss. One kiss. What was I supposed to say? Hello, Mother. Lovely weather we're having. I kiss the Emperor.
His mother shrugged. Sounds perfectly reasonable to me.
Of course it does, Miles muttered.
His mother arched an eyebrow. You should go see Gregor. He's missed you, I think.
Now is Miles' turn to raise his eyebrows. Miss me?
Is that so hard to believe?
Well, Miles paused, considering. Yes and no, really. He and Gregor weren't particularly close, the way that some... His mind shied away from the word siblings, as though far too disturbing to contemplate. Childhood friends, he supposed. Yes, the way some childhood friends weren't that close as adults. Or they hadn't been, and then that whole thing with Cavallo and the Dendari had happened, not to mention the necking, which had been, if Miles were entirely honest with himself, a bit more than just one kiss. And now, I don't know, I mean, this kiss, it wasn't really anything. He was upset and I was there, that's all.
His mother raised her eyebrows again. Well, I certainly don't believe that. But if that's what you're telling yourself, far be it from me to try and change your mind.
Miles snorted. Right, I think you're mistaking me for someone who hasn't been your son his entire life.
His mother gave him a wry look. He's missed you, she repeated, with the gentle firmness that made Miles squirm again. Also, she added, he's very bored.
Well, that I can believe, Miles said, wondering with a certain baffling resentment how many slim, blonde, simpering vor virgins had been paraded past him since they'd last seen each other.
His mother's lips, not quite hidden behind her teacup, quirked up. My prescription is an adventure. Think you could provide one?
Miles considered this. An adventure? Under the nose of his guards?
Well, a minor adventure. Not quite as adventurous as last time, thank you very much.
Huh.
I'm sure you'll think of something.
Yes, Miles said slowly. Oh, yes. Heh. You know, Ivan's birthday has fallen very conveniently during my home leave.
His mother hit him with a bright, beaten smile. Miles wondered abruptly what Faustian deal he'd just signed. Perfect. Now tell me what you've been up to. Simon's reports are a bit sparse on the details. Wait, are you telling me your mother put you up to this?
Not exactly. She gave me the idea, belike. And hey, you have no right to sound indignant. You, Gregor, are the one who told her about, you know.
Ah, that.
Yes, that. Now, do you have any idea what it's like having a Baton mother who thinks you're sexually confused?
Some, actually.
Oh.
Quite.
Well, at least this is an adventure.
Miles, this isn't an adventure. This is a closet.
Wardrobe.
Miles.
Hey, you agreed to be my accomplice. You gave me your fully formed consent.
Fully formed my imperial ass. I believed your exact words were, hey, Gregor, would you like to seriously mess with Ivan's head?
Hey, Gregor, how would you like to seriously mess with Ivan's head?
Gregor looked up. Miles paused in the doorway of his private office and grinned at him. Aware that Gregor's secretary was standing just behind him, making helpless gestures. Gregor said. Welcome home.
Thanks, Miles said. Mind if I close the door?
Go ahead. Gregor made a placating gesture at the secretary, who probably thought Miles quite insane, and Miles shut the door behind him. He grabbed one of the chairs in front of Gregor's desk and flipped it around and straddled it backwards.
Gregor watched all of this with a bemused expression. Miles quirked an eyebrow at him. Well?
Gregor seemed to shake himself. Mess with Ivan's head? You mean like some sort of schoolboy prank?
Miles frowned. Well, you needn't make it sound so petty, he sniffed. I'll have you know that I've raised the schoolboy prank to an art form. It's sort of what I do full-time now, I suppose you could say, except with ships and gravitic imploder lances. It had recently gotten back to him that someone had been quoted in one of the galactic news feeds calling Admiral Nysmith a cosmic pain in the ass. Miles had almost laughed himself sick. Ilian, for some reason, had been less amused. Anyway, he went on, Ivan's birthday is coming up. He's usually my accomplice for these things, but even I would have to give him some serious contemplation to a scheme that renders someone both accomplice and victim.
I'm sure you could come up with one if you put your mind to it, Gregor said.
Well, yeah, but that's not the point, he raised his eyebrows. So, what do you say?
Gregor leaned back in his chair. You know, many people find me impressive, Miles.
I'm glad. It'd be a problem if they didn't.
Gregor went on eyeing him, twisting a stylus between his fingers. Miles resisted the urge to squirm in his seat. All right, Gregor said at last, tossing the stylus down on the desk. What did you have in mind?
Miles waved his hand. Not sure yet. It'll involve humiliation, though. He'd actually already begun to evolve more specific plans, but it was best not to involve the accomplices in the earlier planning stages. They tended to get creative and muck up the works, or at least Ivan did. Elena had tended to lose her nerve if Miles got her involved too early, before things started to snowball. Miles didn't know what Gregor's reaction would be. For some reason, he'd never considered him as an option before.
Well, do let me know, Gregor said rather dryly. So, how is it out in the Nexus?
Miles grinned. Full of people to piss off.
Cosmic pain in the ass? So I've heard. Congratulations! I'm sure it's fulfilled a lifelong aspiration.
And here? Miles asked, picking up the stylus Gregor had discarded.
Gregor grimaced. Dull in the extreme, I'm afraid. Your father has been keeping an eye on me ever since I got back.
Miles frowned in sympathy. Well, you can't blame him. I think his personal nightmare is having to do your job.
Yes, Gregor said slowly. I realize that now. It's very... when you've received an education in history that I have, which more or less involved learning the list from memory, all the ways my predecessors have been deposed, generally with great deal of creativity by the people closest to them. Well, imagining that someone doesn't want that after all becomes difficult. I should have known, though.
Miles nodded. And otherwise, you're feeling better, my mother said.
Gregor nodded. Not entirely well all the time, but much, much better. Your mother is refreshingly frank about it all.
Yes, Miles said with a certain dryness. I'm sure she is.
They fell silent again, first looking at each other, then not looking at each other. They were both, Miles was certain, thinking about that stupid kiss, which hadn't been so much stupid, really, as it had been, well, good. Miles didn't have a lot to compare it to, of course. A couple of clinches with Elena that didn't really count, and that single disastrous affair on Beta when he was 15. But Gregor had been better than all of them by far. Gregor was tall and solid and had strong arms, and Miles had been shocked by how much he'd liked the rough scrape of stubble against his cheek. It hadn't lasted very long, and they talked about it only long enough to decide that they shouldn't talk about it. But that didn't mean Miles hadn't thought about it during those last 8 months, because he had. A lot.
Anyway, Miles said, I should go.
Yes. You'll be at the ball?
Of course. I'm escorting Delia.
Ah, Gregor said, coloring slightly if Miles wasn't mistaken. How nice. I will be escorting whoever Alice tells me to, as usual.
Right, Miles said, and there was that odd twinge of resentment again. Odd because it wasn't Gregor he resented, but rather the nameless, faceless, undoubtedly personalityless Vor virgin who'd be on his arm that night. Well, I'll see you then.
Of course. How much longer are we going to be in here?
Depends on how fast Ivan works. He's taking a sweep time tonight. Probably Aunt Alyssa is keeping an eye on him. She's gotten a bit intolerant of his flings lately, he said.
Lucky man. At least he gets to have them. Closest thing I've ever had to a fling was Cavlio, and now my leg is asleep.
Try stretching it?
I can't stretch it, Miles. There isn't room to stretch it. It might help if you weren't sitting on top of it, though.
Sorry. Better?
Yes.
Do you have the remote?
Yes, right here.
Good. But wait, Gregor. You're not saying Cavlio has been it for you?
So far... Well, and you, but we didn't...
But you don't mean she was your first?
I'm afraid so.
Well, hell, if I'd known that, I would have...
What, slept with me?
I don't know, I don't know.
Me neither. How was your first? It was on Beta, wasn't it?
Yeah, it pretty much makes the top five worst experiences of my life, and really, for me, that's saying something. But you deserve better than some rabidly insane blonde mongoose looking to marry you for your power, Gregor. You really do.
Miles was glad it was dark in the wardrobe. He didn't want to look at Gregor as he said that, even if it was true, which it was. He hated the idea that the bitch had gotten to be Gregor's first. Gregor had been low on opportunities, as Elena had pointed out. But Miles somehow thought it was probably more than that he'd been waiting around for someone who would matter to him. Instead, he got Cavlio. It pissed Miles off. It doesn't matter, Gregor muttered, sounding uncomfortable.
It does, Miles said, with unexpected fierceness. It does, Gregor.
Gregor was quiet beside him in the dark. Miles hefted the remote from one hand to the other, half wished Ivan would come bumbling in with his girl of the night so that they could get on with this prank and get out of this damn wardrobe. On the other hand, he wanted to finish this conversation, and he didn't think it happened where he and Gregor could see each other. It does matter, Gregor said at last. I've been pretending it didn't, but it does.
Yeah, Miles said, a bit sadly. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Gregor paused, and Miles heard him suck in a quick breath. You helped, you know. By kissing me, I mean. It helped.
Miles swallowed. Yeah?
Yes, I liked it.
Miles' mouth went dry. So did I.
Oh!
Miles squirmed. They were in a wardrobe, together. He was practically sitting in Gregor's lap, and they were talking about how much they'd like kissing each other. Sometimes life just hits you over the head with a brick. Either that or your baiten mother does. You want to do it again? Like, now?
Gregor laughed softly. It made the hairs on the back of Miles' neck stand up in the best possible way. I thought you'd never ask.
It was definitely not the best place for it. Before, they'd had a bed where they could stretch out, which, granted, was a much bigger deal for Gregor than it was for Miles. This time they spent nearly 5 minutes just adjusting limbs until Miles was even more on top of Gregor. Even then, there was the whole in-a-wardrobe angle to contend with. It really did smell like socks, as Gregor had pointed out earlier, and there were trousers and jackets hanging down like vines and getting in the way. But they were determined, and when Miles' jaw finally bumped against Gregor's, they missed their mouse on the first attempt. There was a moment of silence. Miles felt his heartbeat speed up, so fast he thought for sure Gregor would be able to hear it. He felt a puff of breath against his cheek as Gregor breathed out, and then he turned his head and pressed his lips to Gregor's.
It was much, much better than the last time, and that had been pretty good. Last time it had been bumbling, confused, nervous. This time it was, well, still bumbling a bit. But there was a lot less confusion and nervousness. Miles had spent 8 months thinking about it, and now he knew Gregor had too. That gave them both a confidence that they hadn't had before, a confidence that made it possible for Miles to nip along Gregor's lower lip until he opened his mouth, for Gregor to slide his hand along Miles' shoulder and down to his chest to the buttons on his coat and undo them one by one, for them both to press close together until Miles realized with a thrill that no, that really wasn't Gregor's stunner pressing into his leg. Their kisses deepened and became a wet slide of tongues, a hot, continuous give and take.
Gregor's fingers were threaded through the hair at the back of Miles' neck, and Miles' hands had done their own work on Gregor's coat and were currently busy breaking down the slim defensive barrier offered by his fine white dress shirt, when Miles suddenly realized there were voices in Ivan's bedroom. Ivan, of course, and a distinctly feminine voice Miles didn't recognize.
Shit! Gregor, busy biting Miles' earlobe, clearly hadn't realized it yet, and Miles didn't know how long they'd been there before he'd noticed.
Gregor, Miles whispered.
Hmm?
Gregor, Miles had said, and reached up to push him off. But Gregor's shirt was hanging half-opened, unbuttoned to his navel thanks to Miles' enterprising activities, and as Miles went to push him away, his hand brushed one of Gregor's nipples.
Gregor gasped. Not very loud, but loud enough.
Miles froze. In the bedroom beyond the wardrobe, all noises ceased. Gregor seemed to finally realize what was going on, because Miles heard him swear under his breath.
Did you hear something? The girl asked.
Yes, Ivan said. Miles heard his feet hit the floor, heard him coming closer. He fumbled at his shirt and felt Gregor do the same, but it was too late. Ivan flung the wardrobe door wide open, and Miles only just managed not to fall out while clutching at Gregor.
Ivan, whose clothing was in a similar state of disarray, stared down at them in open-mouthed something. Definitely astonishment, probably horror. The three of them gaped at each other for several seconds, while Miles ran through a number of really fucking awful things that could happen now that he and Gregor were caught. Beriar would be none too pleased with his emperor's taste in paramours. Not that Gregor would be the first emperor with a preference for men, but Miles had the feeling that he'd probably the first with a preference for perceived muties. And from the increasingly horrified look on Ivan's face, Miles thought he was probably having similar thoughts.
This is bad. This is so very, very bad. On so many levels. Shit!
Ivan, said the girl on the bed.
Right, Ivan said, and suddenly the wardrobe door swung shut again, cutting off the dim bedroom light and plunging them back into blessed darkness. Something fell down.
Are you sure? I could have sworn I heard.
Nah, just my dress uniform. Say, you should see the bathroom in this place.
The girl made interested noises as Ivan went on describing his bathtub, and the voices faded until Ivan apparently closed the door to the bathroom, cutting them off altogether. Beside him, Miles felt Gregor let out a long breath. Together, they crept out of the wardrobe and out of the apartment, shutting the door silently behind him. Well, that was... well...
In terms of the scheme, I have to say that was one of my more notable failures.
Yes. Sorry about that, Miles.
Oh, no, don't be. In fact, I think we might have achieved our original goal much more thoroughly than any plan ever could have.
What goal would that be?
Like I said in your office, to seriously mess with Ivan's head.
Oh, yes, I believe we did.
Though I'm rather impressed with how well you handled it. Ah, well, where to now?
From the looks I'm receiving, I believe my guards have a definite preference for getting me back to the residence.
Ah.
Quite. But you could come, you know, if you wanted. I believe we have some unfinished business.
Oh, yes, very unfinished. Gladly, sire.
The end!